This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters.
Party.
A few of you have been asking where Dolly is. I can't be so...
Yeah. Dolly, look, you do a thing for a while, and then when you're sick of the thing, you stop doing the thing.
I'll come up with something else. Don't
we
worry.
We get sick of shit earlier than you guys sick of shit, and then sometimes you guys get sick of shit before we do, and in that instance, get...
Yeah, we're right. The rule is just as you guys are enjoying it, we're over it.
Yes.
Basically.
And if it really annoys you, we're going to keep going with
Correct.
It.
Correct. We'll do it more. So there's that. And then the rest of the show, there's some fun stuff. We talk about a sex robot who's going to be having a child.
The sex robot's going to
3D print a baby out of a gin.
Or butthole. I don't know why I went with that.
I think baby should come from
a butthole. I feel like it's a better place for a printer.
Yeah, but do you want a baby coming out the where poo comes out? I guess you poo yourself when you have a baby sometimes.
Robot poo.
Robot poo. 3D robot poo.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Now you're talking. Wouldn't smell.
Nah.
There's that. There's Mimi chat. There's some hectic.
You and I went out on the weekend.
Yeah, nah. Harley and I are in an intimate romance, just FYI. Yeah. And I look like Grandma Yetta. That will all make sense once you hear the podcast. Enjoy, dickheads.
Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that knows a lot about historical ye oldie times.
The ass is cut out of the back of his armour.
Oh, well, I was...
Assless armour.
Oh, sure.
It's not protecting you from any sharp coming at your bum.
Hosted by two people who are lovely. You just can't sit with them.
I accept everybody. I believe in equality, but please
don't
leave me alone.
Don't sit next to me.
Sit over there.
Mine would say brackets, you're fine if you're a nana.
If you bring scones.
And they're not feeling the effects of those early morning wake-ups at all.
I have woken up cross from dreams. Absolutely. I mean, I've woken up cross from no dreams.
Yeah. I just wake up cross.
Sweet too.
Yeah.
All the time.
I just wake up swinging.
I just wake up so angry.
It's 20 past 4
when
in the
alarm goes off, I've told you, I've abused it.
Yeah.
I nearly swore then.
This is...
The Em Rusciano Radio Show.
With Harley Green.
Happy Monday, dickhead.
Is it?
Yes. It's a great day. Fantastic. Yay. You know, if you don't like Mondays, you need a new job.
Who's that?
Oh, mate. People say that all the time.
Say that?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Why?
Because apparently you should love what you do, and Monday should be a joy because you're going back to it.
You can love what you do and still not want to wake up on Monday morning.
I don't think... Yeah. Let's not discriminate on days.
Yeah. I don't want to wake up on Friday.
Me neither.
I don't want to wake up.
But I love my job, and I'm grateful to be here in your ears right now, as is Harley.
Every time I think you say that, I think you say in your rear.
I know. Just a little thrill I like to give you, just a subliminal thrill. We have a big show coming up. Look, there is a duet coming that you didn't even know you needed. Guy Sebastian and I doing John Farnham's Two Strong Hearts.
I was in the audience.
You were.
And it was amazing.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks.
It was great.
It was so much fun. He is a lyrical freak. And and Guy. We also have Alpha Bucks, of course. We have a woman coming in. This was exciting. I just read her.
Random one from the street.
No, her name is.
You're going coming here.
Genevieve Morris.
Oh, yes.
From her new show.
Greats.
Sexy Herpes.
Yes. I've seen some shorts of Sexy Herpes, and it's very funny. Genevieve is very funny.
Can't
it's
wait.
A great combination.
I'm Sexy Herpes.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to call my next tour that.
Yes, you should.
And Rusciano is Sexy Herpes.
We've all had ugly herpes in here. It's about time we got some sexy ones.
So that's happening, and coming up next, we're going to talk about the fact that I went to the supermarket to get dog food and ended up with purple hair.
Nothing about that surprises me.
No.
God, it's the 23rd of October. That means I gave birth 16 years ago tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'm building up.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do for her. I don't know how, what.
Yeah.
I offered to pick her up early from school and we'll go, you know, go do something. She's like, no, but I want the glory at school. She wants all the birthday.
Of course.
School.
Yeah.
So the one she doesn't want to miss it.
It's the right age for all of that
you know what they
high
do?
School fun.
They make like... They make like, it's almost like a eulogy video.
What?
Like,
what?
It's weird. Whenever any one of those, because I'm friends with all her friends on Facebook, because obviously I'm the cool mum. Right. And and whenever it's someone's birthday, like four of them all have birthdays over the next 4 days, they make like this montage of each other They post it on social media. And it's the most embarrassing photos they can find of that person. Non-flattering, chin shots, everything gross. And it's
good behaviour.
And they just make these beautiful videos. It's like, that's nice, but it is a bit like an end of life video. But what I want to talk about is the fact that
the end of your hair's life.
Yeah. I was just in a classic, I think a lot of women and maybe some men get to that point where you just think it's a good idea to buy hair dye from Coles and do it yourself.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, there's some men, maybe.
Some men.
There's a few men.
Yeah, some men.
I have walked past the For Him. Is it called
For Him? Yeah, I love that. Just for men?
Just for men.
Love Just for Men.
Just for men.
Yeah, it's just brushing
and
on your mind.
And look, just going, what situation did the bloke that picks that box up get to where he thought that's a good idea?
Just for men.
Yeah.
This is never a good
Leave
idea.
Leave it on the shelf.
Just for don't.
I put mascara in my moustache.
Tell me more.
Just for a bit of fun.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. A bit of a change up.
Just make it pop a bit.
Just to highlight it.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I was feeling a bit tired. And yes. I had Sunday night blues.
Yeah.
And I was out getting dog food. Yes. And I was walking past the hair dye. And I'm like, my hair is blonde and I paid a lot of money to make it a beautiful blonde.
Yes. Yes.
It's stunning.
Did you go a couple of times for the blonde?
Yeah, I had to go two times to get it right.
Yep, that's right.
And it was great. It was great hair. And in typical fashion, I like to F things up.
Yes.
I like to make pretty things messy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is in my personality, but if something is just right, I will just smash in the middle of it. That is my personality.
Yes.
My marriage, my face, my hair, my body, whatever. And so I saw purple
smashing
and I'm like,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And like initially I just had some purple hair chalk in on Saturday. I let Odie put her purple hair chalk in. I'm like,
what's purple hair chalk?
It's temporary. It's like, remember Poskas?
Yeah, yeah. I've still got Poskas in the bag.
It's hair Posca.
I don't know what I've
Why
got
you got hair? What do you got Poskas for?
Shush.
And and I thought, oh, that looks good. Maybe I just got a bit more.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought myself some
a bit more.
Purple hair dye.
You just went full bingo.
I look like Dame Edna.
You actually look like.
But not a bad thing. For
not
me,
a bad thing.
For
no.
me, I don't mind the fact that I look like Dame Edna.
We've said it a lot that you look like, what's her name?
Pink.
No, the Grandma Yetta.
Grandma Yetta.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I've gone full Yetta.
You've gone full Yetta.
Got my top.
Bingo.
I got purple sequins on my shoulders. Yeah. I am DEFCON 1 Yetta.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that's actually cheered me up.
Yeah. Dear Lord.
Oh, this is great. It's the M. Rossiano radio show with Ali Breen. You know when you read the line, speaking from his home laboratory in Barcelona, you know it's going to be a good story.
Yeah, home laboratory.
I just glanced over what we're about to talk about and that line leapt out and made me laugh.
Yeah.
Dem and Harley on Today FM for telstra.com.au. Well, I mean, this is... We're about to speak about royalty.
Yes.
Harley.
Yes.
Sex robot. Now, you know that I love a sex robot.
You do love a sex robot.
I want to have sex with one. I want an army of them.
Yeah.
So that they may fill in for my everyday tasks. Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they have to be sex robots, but...
Well, you know, you don't want to limit your opportunities.
Well, I suppose there's downtime in an army, isn't there?
Strong, independent women. They have needs too.
Sure.
I could have dyed their hair purple last night instead of mine.
They go out and battle and then come back and do mechanical roots.
100%. Sex robot inventor. Oh, I feel like I could curtsy.
Yes.
Of course his name is Sergei Santos.
Yes.
Sergei Santos is the inventor of sex robots, and the Spanish scientist believes that there's only a matter of time before humans and robots can marry, and he has even hatched a plan for how he can have a baby with his mechanical temptress, Samantha.
No, this guy is wrong. This guy is wrong.
Wow.
What?
Sergei,
yes.
Speaking from his home laboratory in Barcelona.
Why is it of no surprise to me that the inventor of sex robots is Spanish? I don't know why.
And there's a home laboratory. Sense. Yeah, 104. Yeah. I would have accepted German.
I'd accepted, to be honest with you, if you'd said any race, I'd be like, that makes sense.
I would have accepted German. I would have accepted Italian.
Yes.
I would have accepted, where else? Is it
Japanese?
Saucy. Nah.
No.
I wouldn't accept Japanese. I wouldn't think the sex robots come from there. I wouldn't think they would waste their times with sex. Technology? I feel like they make up robots.
A lot of sex robots come from Japan.
I feel like they're the guys making the ones who operate, you know? Like proper useful ones. Right.
Yes.
I feel like only Italians and the Spanish and the Greeks are probably wasting time on sex robots. I don't know why. Call me racist. So.
I think you're doing that yourself.
Well, I'm Italian, so I cover all wogs. There is a blanket wog statement from me right
Did
now.
Did you just put Germans in wogs there?
Yeah, sure. It's very close to Italy. There's a lot of German Italians. They share a border.
Yeah. Those Norwegian wogs, I'll tell you about them.
You can't say it. Speaking from his home laboratory in Barcelona, he says, people might look at Samantha as a weird thing you read about, but before they know it, these robots will be doing their jobs, marrying their children, their grandchildren, and their friends.
What?
See, he's predicting a sex robot takeover.
Was this released by the ACL?
Sergei goes on to say, they need to remember that a few years ago, mobile phones were seen as a non-essential item in society, but now we can't function without them.
Yes, but I'm not rooting it.
No. He says...
I'm not trying to make a baby with my phone,
well,
am I?
He says, I can make them have a baby. It's not so difficult. I would love to have a child with a robot.
It sounds difficult. It does actually sound difficult.
Wait, how is he going to...
How are you going to put a baby in the baby?
Oh. He's going to 3D. He's going to 3D print a child.
Oh,
Sergei.
It's not the same.
Wait, so you're going to have sex with a printer?
Wait.
Is that how that works?
Does the sex robot have a 3D printer in its butthole?
Vagina?
Because that is excellent.
No, wait.
I went butthole.
Oh. So you do it, you do the roots, you press print.
Yes.
And then out comes a baby.
That's a nice gestation period, isn't it?
Oh, Sergei has a wife. Maritza,
wow.
16 years, and she has no problem with their relationship.
Deaf and blind.
Even helps him with the development of sex robot prototypes in his home laboratory in Barcelona.
Wow, that's news.
Yes! Now we're doing on 131060 Rate My Weekend.
Yes.
All our producers got together for a NITS meeting.
A NITS?
Yeah. NITS stands for Nothing Is Too Stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a creative meeting they get together in and they...
I'd strongly disagree with that. That's plenty of stuff that's too stupid.
And this came out of the NITS meeting from Maxie.
Lovely.
Maxie, who answers your phone calls when you call in. And he wanted to know... Oh, no idea too stupid. Ah, whatever.
Juicer.
Nothing is too stupid.
Well, they've just proven it wrong
yeah,
by correcting you.
And Maxie thought we could do a Sego.
Yes.
Where we get people to call in and we rate their weekend.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, it could go badly. You and sure. I tell the truth.
Truth. We could tell you that your sure. weekend sucked and yeah. you thought it was good.
We have tickets for Thor to give away to the best / saddest weekend.
Yes.
Call now if you want to be a part of it. Bethany in Riverstone. Hi.
Hi.
What'd you do on the weekend, Beth?
We got a puppy.
Oh, you win.
What kind of puppy did you get?
He's a black and white border collie, and we've called him Archie.
Yes.
Oh, I love
that. It's a very popular dog in my family. We've been through about five of those guys.
Border collies, yes. They have to be, they're working dogs, aren't they?
You've got to work them,
otherwise
yeah.
Otherwise they get stupid. Yeah,
need a lot of running.
Yeah.
After one day, he can already sit.
Very smart.
Bethany, where's he sleeping?
At the moment, he's sleeping in the bathroom.
Gee. That's not going to last long. How long till he's in the bed, doll?
We're actually not people that let animals sleep in our bed.
Oh, we'll see. I love it when people say that. It's so funny. I've heard that. I wasn't either. I was like...
Look at the note they just put up.
Heartless dog owner. Bethany, I said the same thing when I got my dogs. I'm like, oh, my God, they are sleeping outside. Okay, you can sleep in the laundry. Fine, you can sleep in the bedroom, in your beds. Okay, under the covers with me, head on the pillow. So we'll see. That's an excellent weekend. I feel like we should probably workshop a rating system maybe.
Yes.
Too.
We'll think of something. Two dogs out of three.
Is that your best thing?
That's the rating for her.
Are we doing individual ratings?
Yep, there's a different rating for everybody.
God, you're tailoring
you
ratings.
What I give Phoebe.
Phoebes. Hey, Phoebe.
Hey, guys. Love the work that you guys do.
Thanks,
I didn't get a puppy this weekend, so I don't know if my rating will apply. But, yeah, pretty much.
What did you do?
Well, I was first at my housewarming. I just moved into my own place. Very exciting stuff. Oh, and then on Friday, I got so sick with tonsillitis, I spent the whole weekend with my throat closed over and dribbling on myself in bed. So,
Excellent weekend. That's great.
It was
pretty much the best I've ever had. Yeah. Right.
You get
dribbling on myself is good.
Three smashed vases out of seven.
I'll take that.
How does smashed vase tie into tonsillitis?
No, she had a housewarming. Smash your vases.
Well, didn't have the housewarming, but right. You know. Well,
Phoebs, is this your first place out of home from mum and dad?
No, I like did the boarding school and flatting thing for a little while now, but my first place on my own. So.
Good for you. In Randwick.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
My first rental was near Randwick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. I lived there when I was trying to teach my mum and dad a lesson. Then I got so sick my mum had to fly. And then when she was there, I made her buy me a bed. So the end.
There's a lot more to that story.
Yeah.
Heaps more.
Look, I may have been kicked out of home and driven my Hyundai Excel to Sydney. Didn't have the money to pay the toll lady because in those days you had to give coins to get in. Yeah. And I had to beg my way in and I went back and gave her a pack of ciggies later on. And then I moved in with a boyfriend I met that day. Like on the day I met a guy and I moved in with him. And
none
then
of it that
was so hectic. And then I wanted to break up with him because he was crazy. And then I got my own place in Randwick with a nurse who was crazy and whose cat used to pee on everything. And then I got sick and my mum came and she bought me a bed. Thanks, everyone. Let's give both of these guys Thor tickets.
You both win.
You both get Thor tickets, you guys, of course. So, cheers.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
People are idiots.
Oh, my God. It's Em and Harley on Today FM. We just watched the most hectic video.
Why?
We're going to put it up on our Instagram. There's a guy laying back. He's nude. Yeah. And he's just got a piece of maroon silk across his crotch. Yeah. And we're like, and there's a fan next
cut.
To him.
Some rough cut maroon silk.
Yeah. And like, what's he doing? And then he puts a teacup on his penis.
Yeah.
But you can't see it.
You can't see the penis.
Because it's
he
covered.
He puts it on the silk. Yeah. It's covering the penis.
And turns a fan on.
Yeah.
And it does the magician's trick where it pulls the fabric out and the teacup's just left on his wang, but you don't see his wang.
And there's absolutely no reason that exists in the world at all.
But it's the most.
But it does.
And there's a triumphant point at the end.
Yeah, he just points at it.
I don't want to throw around the term hero.
Yeah,
but
you shouldn't.
I feel like this guy.
He's not saving anything from a burning building with that wang.
He's saving my everything. I just want to know the steps it took to figuring out he could do that trick.
I feel like...
How many cups had to die?
I feel like he had a lot of cups of something with some mates and then went, I reckon I could do this.
Nah, it's brilliant. It's so brilliant. We'll put the video up. But right now, though, we're going to do this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
She's back. Welcome back, SodaStream.
Ooh, that's it. That's the only intro I like. 131060, you can win a SodaStream best caller today. What's the song, 131060, what's a superior song that takes you back?
Yeah.
That you hear it and you are transported straight back to a moment in time that had any big impact on you.
And there's heaps of songs.
I just thought of another one too.
It's kind of how music works.
Yeah, yeah.
It buries you in a moment where you heard it. But there's no more superior song that takes me back to a moment than the song by Crash Test.
What's the moment?
love this song so much. So depressing. You can play that for another 10 minutes and you still get to know lyrics. That's the first album I ever bought. 1995, I imagine it was. Something like that.
First album?
Yes.
Do we have the one I just showed you?
Yes.
Okay, so I have three.
Greedy.
Okay, so this song just takes me back to being a kid down at a place called Phillip Island.
Yes, heard of it.
And we used to go every... It's where Chris Hemsworth and Liam Hemsworth grew up.
I am Phil Island.
I know! You are Phil Island.
I'm actually Phil Island.
Yeah, for the MotoGP,
yeah,
right?
Amazing. I play the character Phil Island, which is very similar to Harley Breen.
Yeah.
And this song just reminds me of just suntan oil.
Oh, yeah, good.
River?
Yep.
Yep. And then the next song that takes me back is, I remember when it came out, I was in my bedroom, I was sleeping under my lavender four-post bed, and I heard it, and I just connected with being, like, you know, an angry grunge teen. You know, yes. Like...
Oh, sure.
Remember when this came out? Like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. The Chili Peppers, it was that big movement of Chili Peppers and Nirvana, they all released at the same time.
This is about doing illicit substances.
Correct.
Under a bridge.
Which I only figured out about a month ago.
Oh, right. Oh.
I just thought Under the Bridge Downtown is where he hung out with his mates.
It was.
And he did.
But just like...
With some junk.
Just talking about life.
Yeah, talking about life.
And the final one is where I had my first pash at the roller disco, the roller rink. It was a Blue Lot Disco.
Oh, yeah.
And DJ Vinyl Richie, that's legitimately
excellent.
His name.
Yeah, excellent.
I was standing on the dance floor and a boy named Christian from Eltham High.
Oh, yeah.
He came up to me and Christian had an earring and like a Edward Furlong blonde bowl cut.
Good.
And he came up to me and he said, "You want a pash?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Suck my face off."
Nice.
And this song come on.
Oh, no.
There's me. There's a line in there about drugs and...
Sure. There's always.
But that's what I had my first pass to.
There you go.
Three songs. What a surprise. Oh, I took it too far. So that's what we want. We want to know the song that takes you back to a specific moment in time. We'll find it for you. Give us enough notice. 131060. You can get a Soda Stream. Such a good prize.
Bubbles whenever you want it.
So good. We'll take your calls next. What's the superior?
It's back.
It really is. We want to know on 131060, what's a superior song that takes you back? Yeah. That you'll hear it, sometimes you'll just be walking in a shop and you hear it and you'll just straight back to that moment where you first heard it or maybe something was happening.
Yeah.
Rachel in Bondi, what's a superior song that takes you back?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, mate.
Hey, babe.
It's Let's Get Loud by J-Lo. Let's get loud.
How are you?
I love this song. Okay, so what's the story behind it?
So it takes me back to primary school doing our sports aerobics before the athletics carnival.
Amazing. And can you rip that routine out at a moment's notice on the D floor?
Yeah, I can.
I knew it. Me too. And you can. Just all of a sudden you're recalling dance movements from when you were 5 years old when you hear the songs. Was there lots of high kicks and push-ups?
Yeah, like Step to the Sides and Star Jumps and...
Oh, amazing. I love that, Rachel. Good. You get that out on the D floor next time you're out. I can't wait. Emily in Peakhurst, hello.
Good morning, Em and Holly. How are we?
Good, mate.
What's the superior song that takes you back?
Oh, mate, I can trump that good and proper. So, no matter how old you get, you will never, ever, ever be able to forget the chicken dance.
So does this take you back to us? Wow, radio's peaked. If anyone's just waking up to our show now and hearing this music, you know what they'll say? What? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's bloody good.
Is there a specific moment, Em?
Oh, for me, it's straight back to kindergarten where we're all, you know, flapping our arms and kicking our legs up and doing the claps. And you can never forget that. I reckon I'll still be doing that with my great-great-grandchildren when I'm, like, 77.
I love it. 77 specific. I like that. Very niche. That's a niche age to pick.
77 and you've already got great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
You have
some
been
people,
flat out.
Some people might have rounded up to 80. Don't go with 80. Go with 77, mate.
So niche. Liz in North Mead, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Lizzie, what song takes you back?
Okay, so when I was 15, I played in a women's football team, and I was very naive, and I was very straight. And we would go on football tournaments, and there would always be a big sort of dance, disco dance, and I'd sort of disco. And they played music, and Shania Twain's song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, came on, and all the women started going crazy from the other team, so obviously different. Yeah. And I turn around, and a very attractive member of my team, very skinny, dark skin, is up on the table, and she starts to do a striptease.
Oh,
nice.
And at
nice.
That moment, I've gone, I kind of like this, but I don't know why. So then whenever that song comes on, I'm like, oh, there's those little funny feelings again.
So that's the moment you realised you were gay?
That was the moment that I knew there was something a little different going on, and then it was like, until I was 23, oh, yes, I am gay.
Oh. I love that you've got a song that was the
perfect.
Moment that you're like, that song is perfect. I love it. That's so lovely.
That's great.
Yeah. Good for you, Liz.
Yeah.
Oh. I like that there was other moments leading along the way all the time.
Shania.
That song, Shania, a woman on a table.
A woman strip teasing and you're going, you know what?
Absolutely perfect.
I'm feeling that in all my pieces.
Yeah.
Lizzie, you get the soda stream.
Absolutely.
What a great story. Well done, Liz.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The sparkling water at your fingertips.
It's not a euphemism.
Oh, could
it
be.
Wasn't.
Not at all.
It's a genuine.
Oh, God. What have I done? I don't know.
I don't know how things work. Who knows?
Is
sparkling water?
Yeah,
at your
sure.
Fingertips?
Well, but if you're doing it right.
Sure. It should come out fizzing.
It's percolating.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Oh, good morning, Jessie.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Jessie. I'm just reading that you're an army wife. And how long since you've seen your husband?
11 months. He left shortly after our wedding a few days.
Oh, God. So you got married and he just left 4 days after.
Yep.
You sure he's not running a milk bar in Darwin?
Oh, imagine. That's the worst devil laugh story ever.
Where is he? Where's he been deployed?
He's in the Middle East.
Oh,
so he's due back in 2 weeks, and I cannot wait to see him.
Awesome.
All right.
Let's
well, we
get
need
your
to,
10 grand.
Yeah, so you guys can have a honeymoon.
Oh, that would be the best.
Okay, here we go.
Your letter is N for no chance, but anyway.
Oh, no.
Come on, Jessie.
Believe it. Now, look, everything's achievable. There's 10 questions. You get them right, and you got $10,000. Your time starts after the first question. We got to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. All right, mate. N for Nelly. Here we go. Name a TV show.
Narcos.
A snack.
Nuts.
A cosmetics brand.
Napoleon.
A celebrity chef.
Pass.
An NRL team.
Pass.
An electronic brand.
Nikon.
An African country.
Nigeria.
A verb.
Knitting.
A song.
Sorry.
You were good, mate. No, don't be sorry at all. You're fine.
Knitting starts with K.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so dumb.
Nah, it's early in the morning, mate. I didn't know.
$500, though, Jesse.
They did have $600.
Oh, thank you.
So someone thought knitting was N as well.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm not
yeah.
the only dumb one on Monday morning.
You're not dumb.
You're not 500's
dumb, mate. Great. And we wish you all the best with your reunion with your husband.
Yep.
That's just, I can't even imagine. But, yeah, best of luck and enjoy that. You've got 2 weeks to wait, Jess.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
See you, buddy.
Oh, I feel mean.
Well, which one are best?
Oh, I know. Geez, I'm proud of her for getting a verb, even though it started with K.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah. I found a list.
I love a list.
I love a list. Now, these lists come out nearly by the month, every single year. They're the top 10 handsome people lists.
Are you on it?
No, I'm not.
Well, how dare they?
How dare they?
That list is incorrect, sir. I challenge your list.
Well, you wait until you hear this, because, you know, Who Weekly does one, you know, they're the, I think, maybe the most famous one that, you know, the top, whatever, handsome 100 people. Everyone makes these lists.
Mate, beautiful.
It's very subjective, isn't it?
Not a lot of radio people or comics make those lists.
No. For a good reason. But this one, when I found it, I was like, that's the most conclusive and well-written list I think I've ever read on the subject of beauty.
Okay.
And this is the top 10 most handsome men in the world.
Oh, well.
In the whole world.
It's an international list.
Coming in number 10. Yeah. You may not even guess any of these people are on there, but then some of them may be of no surprise to you at all.
Okay.
Prince William is number 10.
Really?
Yeah, I found it a bit surprising. But then when I read about what this guy had to say about Prince William, I was like, no, that sounds legit.
What did he have to say?
He is a very handsome guy in the Europe. He looks very good with perfect height and has a real prince-like personality. Okay.
Sorry, what?
Coming in at number 9,
Wait,
Brad Pitt.
Sorry, that was a thing?
That's a thing.
That was his reasoning.
Yep.
Okay.
Coming in at number 9, Brad Pitt. He is relatively aged. However, he still looked very handsome. He has a very good body and style which can easily attract a woman.
Okay. He is has.
He is has.
So did have one and does have one. So he's continued on with the attractive body.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yes.
Comes in at number 4.
He's the vampire from Twilight. Yeah.
He is having very beautiful look and is mesmerizing man who attracted many of the women.
Oh. Where is this website?
Coming in at number 1.
Who wrote this list?
Tom Cruise.
Wow. Hang on a minute.
Wait for it. It's conclusive.
Hang on a minute.
Tom Cruise is the most handsome guy in the world.
Because?
For him, the age does not matter. His charming look and dashing personality simply makes women crazy. He is a very good looking and handsome guy.
Me think writing guy had hit to head.
Fell over.
What happened?
Mate.
Wow.
It's a mess.
Who?
It's a cluster F.
Why do you have that list?
I don't know, mate.
Why were you on the
list? Here we are.
Me very confused.
Do you want to hear about Denzel Washington? He was number 5.
Do I?
Denzel is one of the handsome American actors. He may be big in age. However, aging seems to make him more handsome. He has very good height and looks very handsome.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
Well, it's been a while.
What?
Since we've checked in.
With who? It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
What's she done?
Well, what hasn't
Where
she
is
done?
She?
She got robbed.
Look,
there's
she?
No easy way to break this to everyone.
What?
Mimi got robbed. Also, there's so many things that we haven't. We need to also address the fact that Mimi's playing her show in Parramatta.
What?
Yep.
What? On her world tour.
Yep.
She's coming to Sydney and landing in Parramatta.
She's doing a show in Parramatta. I mean, no respect, no disrespect.
I think you meant what you said.
No.
No, I think you did.
No. No disrespect to the Parramatta listeners.
Yeah.
But I think even you would be surprised.
Mariah
is playing. I feel like they've gone, Mariah, We've got this other place. It's not going to cost you as much. It's called Parramatta. And she'd be like, sure, whatever. And like,
it's right beside Sydney.
That'd be great. So weird. When they're like, Mariah Carey brings her world tour to Sydney to Parramatta. I was like, what now? Fine. Nah, you know what they
odd.
Say. Parramatta Park, Saturday, February.
Parramatta 10th. Park.
You know what they
she's
say.
In the park, she is.
Just bring a blanket down with a plastic underside. Make sure you bring your plastic cups.
She's at the top of the plastic slide.
You know what I love? I just, oh God. You know, look, London, Rome, New York,
Parramatta Park.
But look, Mariah has been robbed of $63,000 worth of accessories.
Accessories.
Who, mama?
Because it's not accessorized. It's not finished. You know that. Her LA home was targeted by burglars.
Yeah.
No one says that anymore.
No.
Burglar.
Burglar.
The burglars around 3 a.m. and they didn't touch her valuable jewelry collection, but they did make off with her expensive bags and sunglasses.
Oh. Why'd you point to your eyes then when you said expensive bags?
And sunglasses. Yeah. I was attacking a run up to sunglasses. Yeah. Yes, I have bags under my eyes. No, I've got stars there today.
I was thinking Mariah.
Oh, okay. Sources told TMZ the crooks got through a window or a door on the upper floor, and a ladder was found in the backyard.
I love this article, burglars and crooks.
Yeah. Mariah didn't notice or realise.
No.
Because she was laying on a chaise lounge in her lingerie drinking champagne in another area of the house. Only 10 items were stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Valuing $69,000.
Of course.
10 items.
She's a parody of herself.
She's amazing. How dare you? And also in Mimi News, James Packer,
heard of him,
has revealed that his engagement to Mariah, he's called it a mistake.
What?
He's right.
He said that he had Mr. Packer and Mariah Carey were set to be married on the island of Bora Bora in French Polynesia, but the groom-to-be called off the wedding. Mrs. Carey reportedly kept her $10 million engagement ring and was said to have requested $50 million in the settlement. Mr. Packer said, basically, I was low-hanging fruit and Mariah got me.
Yeah. But I want to know, I would love to know, where's the justification, Mariah, for that 50 mil?
Oh, mate.
What are you...
Do you know how hard it is to be Mariah?
Yeah.
Do you know how exhausting it is? Can you understand?
But what did she put into the relationship?
You know, that, remember that was money... Nothing. Remember that? She was Mariah. She bought Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I remember that money was for aggravation. Yeah. Remember she put a name to it? Crap. It was, I'm like, I get it.
She didn't get it though, did she?
So,
I don't think so.
Nah. Imagine being able to take your ex-husband on for aggravation. Oh my God. He'd pay me $50 million just for being a dick.
It was 50.
That's so great. This is so funny. So James has said there was a lot of stuff going on. I was $3 billion in debt at Crown, $2.3 in debt. I was at a low point in my personal life. She was kind, exciting and fun, but it was a mistake for me.
Nice knowing you, champ. Here's a fitty.
Okay, I'm just putting it straight out there.
Yeah.
13-10-60, are you in defeat?
Yeah.
And no judgment.
Are you a bit Quentin Tarantino?
No judgment at all.
A lot of judgment.
Nah.
Oh, no.
Inquisitive.
Inquisitive questions is what I'd have
for
you.
I'm curious.
I want to know why.
I'm curious with the side of what?
There's so many good parts of the human body.
Yeah.
And when thinking of things sexual, I don't jump to feet.
But a lot of people do. And maybe you dated someone who was into feet and maybe you had to maintain. This is, we didn't just wake up today and go, we want to talk about fruit. I don't know why I went with that voice.
I don't know either.
Why?
You went a bit Muppet.
Muppety.
A bit Jim Henson.
A little bit.
Hey, guys.
Fozzie Bear.
Who's got a feet?
Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone. Model Jessica Gould from Canada has revealed she makes $92,000 a year by snapping bizarre pictures of her feet and sharing them with her 10,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah, $92,000 is not a bad wicket.
Especially if you've only got 10K on Instas. You've got that.
I've got that.
You want to start putting your feet up?
I'll put my feet up.
That's good coin.
Someone wants to pay me money for my dirty feet.
Yeah. She says she takes pictures of her feet and toes in a series of different positions. And she goes by the name of Ms. Scarlett Vixen.
Mm.
She spotted a model, an advert for female foot fetish models. And basically she caters to a group of men who call themselves foot boys. They're known as foot boys.
Are they?
I'll tell you what, Holly. There's a name for everyone, isn't there? Isn't there a name?
Foot boys. You mean you're creeps? Nope.
No judgment. Just curious.
Just a bit of judgment.
No judgment. Curious. With a little bit of, okay.
So I had a mate that worked behind a bar, right? And this is all sorts of inappropriate attention from a male. But a bloke said to her, can I see your belly button? She's like, that's very inappropriate. No, you can't. He goes, just give us a flash. I'll give you $100.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he probably calls him the belly boys or whatever.
Yeah, that definitely is. The button boys. I love myself a button.
She declined his inappropriate offer.
Oh, wonderful.
And he was kicked from the bar.
Okay.
As he should have been.
I would have done
but,
it.
But, you know, there's somebody that's into anything.
I mean, I just had to show my belly button once.
Oh, I'd be doing that.
I'd do it.
How much?
You know, I mean, I'd punch him and say, how dare you?
Yeah. I'd say if it's $100, I'd
say sometimes I wear a top that just shows my belly button accidentally.
I'll put it down to 50 and give you a look and a smack in the head.
I'll give you 200 and I'll do it twice.
Yeah.
I'll give you 500 and you can snap. She said, never did I think for an instant that anyone would be interested in my feet. And from there, it didn't take long to learn how to use my personal image to tease and lure potential paying clients.
Well, what I don't understand is I went and looked at her Instagram just before we came to air.
Is it fun?
Which is why I said,
is it toes in zany position
in the head?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same photo every time.
Does she have nice feet?
Oh, she's got feet.
Yeah, but are they nice? Like, I'm looking at them now. I've got to say, there's no calluses. They're a nice pink.
Well, she's got photos of them in hundreds and thousands.
Oh, that's nice.
Some of them dirty.
Oh.
Some of them with the nails.
Oh, that's nice.
Of different things on it.
Yes, a bit artistic.
But it's like, I don't know where she's making money from because I went and looked at it for free.
No, because then she gets the DMs from the footboys.
And they're like, oh,
Joel, can you send me a photo of your toe in some jam?
Oh,
and I'll
yeah.
give you $50 in your bank account. She's like, sure, mate.
So she waits for the money to clear in the bank account.
Then shows her toes in the
then
jam.
Then puts her foot in the jam.
I mean, I don't know if she's going with jam. That was just my example.
Well, you've got to run out of things to put it in, don't you?
Oh, you'd be amazed where you could put feet.
Oh, you can put it anywhere.
Oh, mate.
Yep.
131060, even if it's just one caller, I don't care. I need to know. Have you got a thing for feet, or did you date someone, or do you know someone who's obsessed with feet? I want to understand it. We're not going to judge you until we hang up.
Well, people to her off air and radio codes don't apply anymore.
Nah, we're just curious, genuinely curious. I mean, I'm sure there
are
someone.
She's making 100K a year off her foot.
Sure. Great.
So there's a lot of people into this.
A lot of idiots.
Why
are you paying for something? Just look at your own foot.
Yeah.
Just look at your own foot
for
free.
This is what happens when there's too many humans.
Oh, foot boys.
Like, it just, humanity has to be distorted because there's too many of us.
If we've got enough time for people to be excited about feet, what the hell's going on?
It'll
be time for an apocalypse.
Yeah.
131060, we want to know, are you into feet? Have you been with someone who's into feet? We just want to talk about sex. People's sexy feet.
Sex feet.
Sexy feet. Feet. And we're talking feet.
Yep.
We're talking about a woman who is a foot model and makes 92 grand a year catering to a group of men called footboys.
Footboys.
Who find her feet sexy. And she takes photos and they pay her for the photos.
Quentin Tarantino is one of the most famous foot fetishes.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh.
Is that a...
Yeah, every film.
Really?
Every single film, there's a foot scene.
I'm recalling of Uma Thurman's feet being on. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of feet. A lot of foot-focused imagery in each one of his films.
What's your favourite part of the body then? The neck. Was that you who said that you like the side of the neck?
I like that neck, yeah.
Side of the neck?
I like.
Okay, so you a neck boy?
Sure.
Yeah?
I'm a neck boy. Neck up.
Yeah. I like.
I don't know. Bodies.
There's a rude word for them, but I won't say them. Oh, I like the
gutters.
The gutters.
Yeah.
My husband has them because he's very muscular, and sometimes he wears his tracky pants low, and then just below his abs are the two muscles, the abductors, I think they are, and they just run down, and like obviously they're pointing to the goods, like they're like two arrows just going hello.
The balls.
They're the first thing. Thank you for clarifying what I was referring to. First thing I noticed about him was that. Part of his anatomy, the gutters.
I don't know. There's no part of the body I don't like.
But I get a fetish. If you can apply that, I understand wanting to see photos of men's abs. So maybe that's how people feel about toes. I'm just trying to be not judgmental.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah and St. Clair, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, mate.
This is so great. So you dated a foot boy.
Yes, I did. I didn't realise until we moved in together, so...
Oh. That's rough timing.
How long were you dating? How long did he keep it a secret?
So we were together for 2 years. He used to give me foot massages, which I thought was really cute. It wasn't until we started living together his fetish full came out.
Yeah.
So this was sleeping top to tail, and he would hug my feet during the night, and I would feel him sucking on my big toe during my sleep. if we were sitting... If we were sitting on the lounge watching TV, he would lay on the floor and have my feet pressed up against his cheeks or on his chest, like somewhere close where my feet were close to his face or his head.
Now, were you all right with this?
What?
It started really freaking me out. I was kind of okay with the whole, if he was laying on the ground, my feet would be on his chest. kind of started feeling a bit weird about falling asleep top to tail, especially with a partner. And then other things started getting involved that were a little bit more X-rated, and that's sort of when I started saying, this is not on, I'm not comfortable with this.
Then
the reason why the relationship ended is because he went elsewhere to find girls that were okay with it.
Oh.
He feet cheated?
He went off piste just to get some more feet.
Oh, my God. I want to know. I mean, thank you, Sarah, for your call. I want to know so bad how X-rated toe sessions happen. I don't understand.
Oh, you can root a foot.
No,
well, you have to root both feet.
You can't.
Yeah, you can get both
feet. Nah, don't make that. But I wanted to.
What time is
I wanted
it?
To,
probably shouldn't be talking about
I wanted
about
to
right
hang.
Now.
I wanted to like walk out of the studio, leave you guys to it, pick up the phone, Sarah, so bad, and go tell me everything.
Tell me X-rated stuff. You know the problem though is, with, like, I could get the top and tail right because he wants to be near the feet, but then he's forcing his feet on her.
Yeah.
And my image of a foot guy is he wants the feet that he's into to be very clean, but his feet are right.
Yeah, 100%. It's like a masseuse, you know?
Absolutely.
You're tight, but you're everyone else. You know what? Also, if you could get 2 feet people together.
Well, then it's a happy.
Then it's like you just. They're never face to face.
Yeah.
One's always down the other end.
Yes.
That's a nice thing. There should be dating sites for people who have feet fetishes.
Oh, there is.
Oh, great. Katie and Burwood, hello.
Hey, how are you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Katie.
I have never been more excited, to be honest, about a phone topic. I love hearing about this. You know that if I love hearing about passion. I love hearing about other people's passion.
Really? Well, I think it's quite weird.
Tell me what happened.
Yes. I used to date a guy and, you know, we'd be just chilling. He'd be giving me a massage, which was nice. And then out of nowhere, he just starts kissing my feet with a bit of tongue. And when I meet a bit of tongue, it'd be in between my toes. And I'd be sitting there cringing. Like, firstly, I'm ticklish on my feet.
Oh, my God.
Secondly, that's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, would he clean your foot first and then be in there? Or is he just tuck it into jam?
I think I always clean. But he would sit there and just be stroking them and then start kissing them and then start putting his tongue in between my toes. And
did you ever confront him? Did you ever say, mate, stop licking my feet?
Yeah, but he just thought it was funny because I was so ticklish, you know. He was, oh, it's cute. And there's nothing cute about the tongue between my toes.
Oh, Katie. Did you ever ask him, hey, are you a foot boy? Did you ever ask him?
No, but he always used to say things like, oh, you've got nice feet. I just love your feet. Disgusting. I wonder where his mouth's been, what other feet he's been on.
And was it that fetish that broke up the relationship?
Oh, among other things, but yeah, that was quite weird. There was just so many weird things happening.
What's the origin story behind people who obsess with feet?
Yeah.
Like, where does it begin? Why?
I reckon it's around when they're a little baby, right?
Yeah.
And they got dropped on their head and their foot.
Thanks for your calls, everyone.
Go now.
I can't go. It's going to be the world's quickest break. You guys, I got a wee, and when a mother or two's got a wee. Woo-hoo, you know.
Look
don't
out.
Make me laugh. Jesus, it's going to be a wet patch.
Uh-oh. Just wear nappies.
Nah,
I've been doing it for months.
Mate, my pelvic floors are like cobwebs holding wine.
Yeah.
That's where we're at now.
I think I'm going to start practicing for old age.
I've got purple hair. I'm
just
one
being
step
able
in.
To let go. Like, I look at my baby and just go, how do you just let go in your pants? How do you do it?
I've done it. You've done it. Oh, you've never
no,
pooed yourself,
I've never
have
pooed
you?
Myself as
That's
an
surprising.
I've come. It is. I'm surprised.
Close. You've come close.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But I've come very close.
Yeah, but not.
I've never quite got there.
Oh, I have.
I've been walking like I've had a war injury.
like a frightened turtle poking its head out.
Yeah.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM.
Speaking of me.
Eventually we'll get there.
You went out with me on the weekend.
Apparently you and I are in a very loving relationship.
We
are
very
so
closed
close.
Up.
Yes. So on Thursday night I went to Joel Creasy's book launch.
Yes.
And it was a great night.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was me, Chrissy Swan, Danny Minogue, Julia Morris, Fiona O'Loughlin.
Yeah.
Like it was full of great women.
I turned up.
And if you,
I'm a busy working
mum. You were
mum.
Not there, but you were.
Well, I was surprised to find out that I was there because I was on stage across town.
So there was a photo wall and my husband finally agreed to attend a function with me.
Yes.
He doesn't like going out and doing,
sure.
He finds my world superficial and a waste of time.
Oh.
I know, he does. He just doesn't like, he struggles with the
things. He's a different kind of bloke.
He's,
to, You're a different bloke to him.
Yeah, we're different blokes.
You're different blokes.
He likes to surf and ride, and I like to put on sequins.
Yes.
And that's why we work. And it's why me and you work.
Yes.
And so we had our photo taken on the photo wall. It's nice. And I just said to the guy, Jim, oh, where's that going to go? He said, I'll be in the Herald. I go, great. Because there's no, it's like M made up her husband. It's like Scott's Milko. Like, he just does not exist.
Yeah.
So I was so excited to have finally a public photo with my husband.
We're out together.
We're out together. Happy marriage.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I was at breakfast yesterday and the text messages started coming. Harley's looking good.
Yeah, I was like,
gee, where's Harley's beard gone? Harley's shorter than I thought. Like, what the hell is going on?
Mm.
So then I open up my phone and I look at the photo and there's a beautiful shot of my husband and I. Beautiful.
It's a good shot.
Cheek to cheek.
It's a great moment.
And underneath.
Hand on chest.
Oh, God, my hand's on his chest.
Oh,
we're matching.
Lovely.
We're loving. Look at these two.
There's joy in the eye.
100%.
Harley Breen and M. Russiano is what is written underneath the photo.
WTF, guys. Poor Scotty Barrow is going to have his one moment and the caption reads, Harley Breen and M. Russiano.
Tell you what, poor bloke. He got taller and a smaller penis.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, hey, Therese.
Hello, how are you?
Are you Therese or Therese?
Oh, you can call me Therese, and you could call me a winner if I get lucky.
I love you. I love the cut of your jib, Therese. What would you do with $10,000?
I would get a little nip and tuck on the old boobies.
Yeah,
on the old boobies.
Have you breastfed children?
Yes, I have.
Oh, doll. Oh, doll. Yeah, little sucklers is what Therese said.
Righto.
Okay, I feel you.
All right, mate. Well, your letter is F.
Yes.
Okay.
For the F bomb.
F for.
For the word we're not allowed to say on this radio station.
No.
But plenty of words here that do start with F, and you have 10 of those questions, and if you get all 10 right, we'll give you $10,000, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your time starts after the first question. We're going to take your first answer, and you can use an F. So, Therese, name a car brand.
Ford.
Name a video game.
Oh, pass.
A Sydney train station.
French's Forest.
An ice cream flavour.
Fuchsia.
A mammal.
Mammal. Oh, pass.
A cartoon character.
Fred Flintstone.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
I really like you, Therese.
I really like you, too. I love it you had time to repeat the question back to Harley.
I like that. I liked everything about you. You only got $200 because you sucked, but you're a wonderful person.
Well, that could get me an appointment.
Yeah.
Or a good bra, you know.
Yeah, go and get a good bra.
Get a good bra, Therese. And you know what? You're rich in spirit. You're rich in spirit, and that's what counts.
Thank you. Oh, that was good fun.
Oh, good.
That's excellent.
Fantastic.
Have a bloody great day.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah, so who follows you?
Gather round.
Yeah.
This is like, I feel like this is a moment for everybody.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Anyone who follows our show, anyone who's in our community, anyone who's in my community. So yesterday, I was just kind of, I was laughing. I was saying to Scott, I have so many Pink tribute acts following me. Like, you know, Pink fans of Sweden, Pink fans. And I searched in my Instagram followers, look how many Pink tribute acts and accounts, people who love Pink follow me. And I typed in into my followers and I typed in Pink.
Yeah.
And then up came Pink's actual Instagram account.
Oh, Pink herself.
Pink's following me. Pink is following. She only follows 466 people.
That's a lot.
No, it's not.
It's more than me.
No. Oh. You're not a test. Yeah. I follow like 800.
I do.
No.
Over 1,000.
When she's got 3.5 million followers and she's only following 466, don't you diminish my joy? How dare you?
I'm just trying to see how many I follow now. Ooh, I've got a message.
I was beside myself. And then, of course, I obsessively went back through every single post
since she followed me.
Yes.
She followed me just after LA, and I didn't even know. So I've been posting willy-nilly without my What Will Pink Think filter on.
Oh.
So I've just been posting inane crap,
yeah,
sequins.
Has she liked your stuff?
I think so. I mean, I haven't looked. So, but then I'm like, I've started liking her things because you can see on your Instagram if your friends like your stuff. And now I'm contemplating in a few months' time a DM.
You're going to DM Pink?
I'm going to DM
Pink. Oh, yeah, because you follow each other.
Yeah, so
you got to follow each other to DM.
Yeah, so a little one will pop up on her inbox. Yeah. And so now I think all of us together collectively need to craft the DM because there's a very good chance the DM blows the follow. So if you send her a creepy, creepy DM, she'll be just like, unfollow, block. So the DM has to be like witty, a little bit needy, but not psycho, funny, endearing, a little bit, oh, my God, well, I love you, but no, I love you too much that I want to, like, steal your DNA and make clones, but a little bit of that.
Well, quite often you DM photos on Instagram.
Oh, not...
Like, I've had that where people just send me...
A photo.
A photo personally.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
For me.
Okay.
Friends and family.
What would I send Pink? You know,
well, that's what I think, because it's Instagram. That's the medium.
We need to workshop that.
Why don't you?
Should we do a photo shoot?
Dress up as her
and
go, hey, look at this. All I need now is your skin.
That's good idea.
That'd be good.
I'm renaming my children to Jamison and Willow.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
Just a picture of Scott on a motorbike.
I love this
as
idea.
As if he's in Krusty Demons of Dirt.
That is such a good idea. Yep. Okay. Are you trying to get me on a watch list?
You can do that all on your own.
Shut up. But I just have to say, you guys, now, so whenever, if you guys follow me on Instagram, just know now that every photo that goes up, I've carefully put on the What Would Pink Think filter.
And you should comment anything you want and tag Pink in it.
Yeah, like, you guys, we're all in this together, okay? Because this has to comment. She's coming to the country, obviously, in August.
Yeah. Yep.
So this, like, August, we just have to, like, make sure there's a catch-up. Things going on.
You're just
going to
have a cup of coffee together?
Yes, so guys, you know, send me your ideas. Because basically Pink's followed all of you. The fact that she's followed me means that she's now following all of you guys too.
Yes.
I'm sharing this.
Yes.
And I need all your help and love and support on winning her over as a personal friend. I just go, hey, Pink. Oh, no, I'll call her Alicia. Hey, Leish.
Yep.
AKA Pink. How you doing?
I just looked and she follows me as well.
Liar. She would not waste.
She does.
You haven't heard Pink's last
time. Not only did she follow me, she's liked everything I've ever put up. She went through and liked it all.
How dare you try to take away my Pink magic. You don't even understand. I won't hear another
We were on the phone the other day.
She wouldn't speak to you. She's like, Harley, that's a mate of
mine. No, I had to call her to get her
Who's
husband.
Charlie?
We're good mates.
I don't know who this Charlie Sheen is. Don't even want to hear from
him. Oh, she knows who Charlie Sheen is.
Oh, she knows. Joining us in studio now. Oh, my God, I'm so sweaty.
It's a guy that's been on the show nearly enough to have his name put into the show title.
I said it.
That is true.
I nearly said with Guy Sebastian. Yeah. It's Guy Sebastian!
It's got a good ring.
Yeah.
Guy, Em and Harley.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I love how I put myself first.
As you should.
So
first in.
Yeah, you are first amongst us always.
The Harley and Guy show.
Okay, doll.
Yes.
Okay.
That's even better.
No, where are your loyalties, Sebastian? What is going on? We're alumni. Come on. Now, you're here. We're going to be singing a song together. We've picked a John Farnham song.
Oh, The Farns.
The Farns, because we're both
obsessed,
you and I. You, of course, sung it in Idol. I did not, but I wish I had if I regret that.
I met Farnham. I've met him a few times now, but my first meeting was very memorable. Well, I was at the Arias, and I was on Idol at the time, and I'm sitting at my first ever Arias, starstruck as hell, and just like seeing all these people, you know, Silverchair and all these bands and people I was, you know, looking up to, and then I've sat down on this, you know, Channel 10 table and I've gone to get up. I think I was going to the Dunny or something and I've just accidentally smashed my chair into the dude behind me. And
shut up.
Freaking
John Peter Farnham.
And so I'm like, sorry, mate. And he goes, oh, it's all good, Guy.
Oh, my God, he knew your name.
He knew my name.
Guy Sebastian, he knew your name.
Did he know your name or he just went... It's fine, Guy.
Could have been that. I'm gonna pretend he knew my name. In my mind, he went, "That's okay, Guy Theodore Sebastian."
Will you please sing with me?
Yes.
I've only been allowed to meet him through a screen.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
We interviewed him via satellite with Olivia and I did a high kick in a denim skirt. I don't know why I did that. And then I completely ignored Olivia Newton-John just went down a complete shame spiral with John Peter Farnham.
I have beers with him every second Saturday.
Shut up your mouth.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's a lie. He's lying.
No.
So, Guy Sebastian, the day your album Conscious comes out, November 3rd, you're playing here in Sydney.
I am, yes. I'm at the Enmore.
If you've not seen Guy Sebastian sing live, it is crazy good. Like, it's a masterclass. And your band is insane also.
Very cool.
So get the tickets. Latest single, Bloodstone. We're about to send Guy out to sing now with his band. And then I'm going to come out and join you.
I'm looking more forward to that, to be honest. Because
we've been trying
to hook this up for a long
years.
Time.
And when you say we, me and have been trying to harass Guy to sing with her for many years. But we're going to do Two Strong Hearts. Or Two Strong Farts, as my dad used to call it.
Yes.
All right, now.
I've got a good fart story, I can tell you that. Oh, jeez. Yesterday.
Okay, Guy Sebastian and his fart story.
All right, so last night I was at the Qantas Lounge about to fly to Sydney. And
this is already the best story.
So, you know, Qantas, you think, Qantas, they're a classy airline. Classy. They really are. Mm. We're in the lounge. There's this bloke sitting there that he was quite a, like, you know,
he's rotund.
He was a present
big
guy. He was a big fella, but
a large unit.
But he looked and dressed like sort of a professor, you know, like he was the guy running Jurassic Park.
Or
something, you know,
Jeff Goldblum,
sort of
nerdy
cat camo. Yeah. But he looked respectable, he has straight up lent.
Yes,
and done the loudest fart. There was no one making noise in the club. It was like the last flight out. And there was a few people around us. And I've looked at Talina, the Sony rep, and
Talina is laughing so hard.
Talina saw the lean as well.
I love that he took a run up.
Well, you got to when you're a big man.
Unfazed at the fact. So me and Talina just start kissing ourselves laughing. But then there was a few people that were looking at me, because I know I was assuming they're looking at me because I was laughing, but then one of the Qantas guys who was working in the lounge came over and he's like, "Guy Sebastian, you have made my night. I can't wait to tell my mum that Guy Sebastian farted in the Qantas lounge."
I love that you've come on radio to clear your name.
I said to Talita, and then the people there got up and left. And after the Qantas guy said that, I was like, they all think that was me because I was laughing.
Yep. And there'll be no change.
And Talina was laughing.
Yep.
They all think I made that.
You're
big,
the origin of the fart.
You hit it here
Meanwhile,
first.
Meanwhile, it was freaking Professor
Guy Sebastian
Jurassic Park.
Has invented a man to try and convince you he didn't fart.
That's right.
Amazing. Well, on that note, Guy Sebastian, new single Bloodstone is out now. Album out, Conscious, November 3rd. Get your tickets. Get out there and sing, and I'll come and join you for a little bit of Two Strong Farts. Thanks. Thank you very much, Guy.
Pleasure. Thank you.
This is a burning house, but we should stay inside. 'Cause something's telling me that we should stay and fight. I know it's gonna take a lot to change your mind. Baby, put your white flag down. I'm rolling up my sleeves right now. Oh, no, I'm not afraid to bleed. Work my hands to the bone. More words than I want you need. I let my labor show. Can't do it on my own. I need you to believe. Don't please, please squeeze. 'Cause there's more in this bloodstone. There's a version of me I need to bring to light. I'm really not that asshole that I was last night. I tend to mess up every good thing in my life. Oh, I'll make it up to you somehow. So let me get to work right now. Oh no, I'm not afraid to be. Work my hands to the bone. What you need, I'll let my labor show. Can't do it on my own. I need you to believe. So please, please, squeeze. There's more in this bloodstone.
I'm gonna show you.
I'm gonna show
you. Let me get to work right now. I'm gonna show you.
So let me get to work right now.
Oh, I'm gonna show you.
Yes, I am.
Let me get to work right now. I'm gonna show you.
I'm gonna come through.
not afraid to bleed. My hands to the bone. One word's not what you need. Let my labor show. Can't do it on my own. I need you to believe. So please, please, cause there's more in this bloodstone. Oh, 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 oh. I know that there's more in this bloodstone.
Sebastian M, now you are going to join that guy.
I'm heading out.
A duet. Get out there.
All right, let's go.
We killed it.
We killed it. So good.
I have a child. I have two children.
What?
I know. It's amazing. Both of them wonderful specimens of humanity. But the older one, Leonard, he's a unique human.
I don't know where he got that from.
It's the best way. He's
come from a completely normal parentage.
Yep. Yeah. Both his parents. Sorry, very normal people.
Yes.
Not unhinged.
No.
Last night, we're lying in bed. My favourite part of the day, we have story time, and then we lie there and have a bit of a chat, and then off he goes to sleep. And he sort of brought up the, what are you going to think about as you fall asleep, Dad?
Oi.
And I went, oh, probably the same thing I always think about. It was some sort of construction, something that I want to make.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of what I let my brain go over.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And then just, this is what he says. He goes, can you build me a chicken vampire cubby house?
Yes.
Like, pardon me? He goes, I would like the one structure.
Yes. Okay, talk me through it.
I want the one structure.
Because I'm down for this.
Do we solicit for calls? I can't remember.
131060, has your child made an unreasonable request? 131060, does your child not grasp the idea of how things are done and has just flat out asked you for something that is completely impossible?
Now, the problem is he's got to the age where I can't bullshit him anymore.
Okay.
Because he used to come up with this stuff. I'm like, sure, man.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
It'd be like, can we make Leonardo da Vinci's flying?
Yes.
Apparatus.
I just started in my mind.
Yeah, sure, man.
Great.
Yeah, I can build that.
Let's do it.
Build it in my sleep. Yeah. Now, because he's still obsessed with vampires, and of course we have to build a safe environment for the chickens. We're not getting chickens again until that we're sure that the foxes won't get the chickens. That's not going
to
happen.
So I need to understand the structure that he sees in his mind.
So he wants a mashup of a chicken run. A cubby house, and a vampire enclosure.
So what is the vampire element?
I don't know.
But why?
I don't even know if he knows.
Is he just chucking vampires?
He's just chucking vampires.
He's all for vampires.
I want a chicken vampire cubby house. Wait, are the chickens the vampires?
That sounds incredible.
Or are you the vampire that has chickens and you don't want to live in that cubby house?
Hang on a minute. Are there vampire chickens?
Well, mate.
Okay, now you're turning my world upside down. Wait a minute.
I pity the fox that tries to get those chickens.
Right? That's the first thing I thought. But that is unreasonable.
It's unreasonable.
But it's delightful.
It's absolutely delightful.
I just got a text message from my kid.
Yeah.
Don't let your kids have ways to contact you.
No.
Like that's the biggest mistake.
Yeah, it is.
And I just sent you a text, and I'm not even going to have the spelling. I don't know what the hell she's doing at school, but it ain't learning how to spell.
Yeah.
I managed to make out it's April's birthday. I forgot. Can you buy her a great present and drop it at school on your way home? And can you wrap it? And can you write in the card for me? Like, bitch, no, I cannot. Like, come on, mate.
They just expect you to do anything. They just think,
ask these things. Like, no, I cannot.
Man, I had a meltdown yesterday trying to get him to clean his room.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, I'm doing it right. I'm doing it. And then each thing he goes to is just little tiny.
But don't they just go down tangents? Like, they'll pick up a toy and you'll be like, stop. And so they'll go to clean and then they'll see something shiny.
Yes.
And then they get to, so you're like, dude, stay on task.
Oh, mate. And by the end of it, I went, toy in box.
Right.
And like, he's on the verge of tears.
And then they go to the box. They put the toy in the box. They see another toy in the box and they pick it up. And you're like,
and while that's all happening, he wants me in the backyard making something for his vampire chickens. Cubby house.
Pick up your toy, dickhead.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, God. And their attention span is zero. Of course you're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
100%.
Vampire chicken run.
No one's called because it's so confusing.
It's so confusing. I'm confused.
Let's just talk about the fact that 6 to 10, they're crap at cleaning. They have no attention span.
Yep.
And they text you unrealistic expectations.
And they throw their underpants at your head.
Idiots. But don't you call them an idiot.
My child an idiot.
If you ever insinuate my child is anything but perfect, I will take to you. But I can say, idiot, you, perfect. And that is the distinction every parent knows. Thank you and good day. We asked on 131060, has your kid made an unreasonable request? Because they just don't get stuff generally under the age of 10. No. You had a request.
I had a request for a chicken vampire cubby house.
Amazing. Everything about that. I have to tell you, everything about that appeals to me.
I don't know how I build that. Do I build it with like shutters over all the windows so there's no sun comes in?
Yeah, and somewhere for him to hang upside down.
Yes.
But then double up because they're chickens. Chickens like to perch. Yeah. But I imagine vampire chickens perch upside down.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be harder, I think, to find vampire chickens.
Oh, no.
Than it is to find
easy.
The vampire chicken cubby house.
I'm excited by all of this.
Yep.
I can't wait to follow your progress.
That was as we're falling asleep.
Often when the best ideas happen.
Yep.
So we put it out there. Have you been asked for something ridiculous by your child? Shana, hi.
Hi, how are you both?
Good, what happened?
So my 3-year-old has a complete imaginary family. They're all pirates.
And he was missing his Uncle Pirate, and it became, you know, he was very emotional, and he actually came in one night with a little hand-drawn map, and he asked me to take him to see his Uncle Pirate.
Brilliant.
The sad thing is we did it. So we actually got in the car. He's, you know, we're driving and we're like, yeah, do we turn left here? And he's like, yes, Millie. So anyway, we're following this map. And he finally says, we're here. And of course, it was a house that had all the lights on. And I'm like, oh, are you sure it's not next door, buddy? So we rolled down a little bit, and thankfully it was a house with the lights off. So I jumped out, hid behind a bush, waited a couple of seconds, came back. And I'm like, oh, shucks. Sorry, buddy. Uncle Pirate's not there. We'll have to come back another day.
Oh my God!
You are such a good mother. I would have told him to go get the bin and screw it up and put it in himself. You are a good human. Bless you. Imagine getting out of the car at night time.
Oh, mate!
Stuff that. Jesus.
If Leonard had pulled that crap, I'd be like, go to bed.
I would have taken the mum and just lit it in front of me.
Yeah, there you I'll go. Find you.
Your Uncle Pirate.
Here's
Uncle Pirate, idiot.
Actually, I can't say that. I wrote a whole show about me being a pirate.
Yeah, but you made money off it.
No, I didn't. Not a cent. It's kids'
didn't entertainment. Captain No Pants make money?
Captain Fun Pants.
No Pants.
Captain Fun Pants did not make money. No.
Rebecca, if anyone wants to hire Harley Breen for children's functions.
You cannot afford it. I guarantee you.
What are we talking? 10K?
Oh, very minimum. 10,000? Very minimum, yeah. Okay. There's two of us.
I have a 16th birthday party coming up in 2 weeks.
You want Captain Fun Pants for your 16-year-old.
Sure.
We wrote it for 4 to 8-year-olds.
Oh, I'm not paying you that. Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What unreasonable request was made of you by your child?
The frozen stairs from the movie.
The frozen stairs.
The stairs. Yeah,
so when Elsa runs away, she wanted the frozen stairs, and I made the mistake of taking her to Frozen on Ice.
Oh.
Not long after telling her that it was like an impossible request, and then when she seen that they had done the frozen stairs on the stage, she kind of just looked at me and went, well, it's not impossible. They did it. You just don't know how to do it right.
So judgy. I love that. Now, Lee in Penrith has an unreasonable request from her child that we can grant.
Yes.
What is the unreasonable request?
So whenever we're in the car and you guys are on the radio, she tries to have conversations with you and gets incredibly angry when she tells me that the ladies won't speak back to her because Harley's apparently a lady, and says that I need to make the ladies talk to her. She also does this if my alarm goes off in the morning and because it plays the radio, if she happens to be in the room. But she doesn't actually talk to you about anything. She just laughs at what you're laughing at and says, oh, yep, along with whatever. She doesn't understand it at all. She's three.
Oh.
But she just,
yeah, she probably shouldn't listen to us past about four.
No, my whole thing, I don't think she understands any of it to begin with. So if she's made some kind of weird one-sided friendship with you guys, so be it.
Is Katie there?
Yep, hold on. I'll see if she'll talk because she's
okay.
Social. Do you want to say hello?
Hi, Katie.
Oh, say hi. She's leaning over kids. To the
kids. That's all right. If you want to put us, like, are we on speaker?
Yeah, I'll put you back on. Hold on.
No, put us on speaker and we'll talk to her.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
Hi, Katie. It's the M. Rossiano radio show with Harley Breen.
Hi, Katie.
And we are talking just to you.
She's hiding in her...
Yeah, no, it's going well.
Nah, but we just want you to know that Mum delivered, mate. She gave you your promise. We
you remember this.
You are getting a
Look,
solo
now they're
show.
Talking to you.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
She's laying down in the seat hiding her face now.
Yeah, most people do that when I talk to them.
Mate, Katie, that's not good for radio, Joel. Katie, that's not good for radio, Joel. So
you don't have a future
game.
Here.
Okay, that's not
no,
good.
No, she definitely doesn't.
Well, Lee, we're glad we could give you, you know, a
Thank
little
you
bit of a
so
gift
much
there.
For that. I don't know if she appreciates it, but I do.
Thanks, honey.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano Radio Show.